Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Common sense. It's not so common anymore.
That's why we need Scott Inez more than ever.
It's time for Inez Says.
Hi, hello, and welcome back to the Inez Says podcast. I am Scott Inez. Appreciate you being here as always. You can find the podcast in Apple Podcasts. You can find it there in Spotify. You can also find it right there in the WDBO app on the front page. And check me out on the radio every single weekday morning with Orlando's Morning News, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Stream us in the WDBO app. Well, always excited to welcome Brian Kilmeade back to the Inez Says podcast. You get to hear Brian every weekday morning after us, 9 to noon, on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. On the docket for the pod today, yet more classified documents found, this time at former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. What in the world is going on with all these documents all over the place? Is there a conspiracy theory underway to get Joe Biden not to run again for president in 2024? And what does Brian make of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis rejecting this AP African American Studies course, a course that the governor and the Department of Education in the state say are designed to indoctrinate politically? Here's that conversation now with Brian here on the Inez Says podcast. Have you checked your attic or your basement for classified documents this morning? Joe Biden apparently used them for bathroom reading material. And now we've got former Vice President Mike Pence has the classified documents on his possess. What the heck is going on here, Brian?
Well, I mean, I think it takes almost all pressure off Trump. I think it takes a lot of pressure off Biden. You got to go specifically about what was there and does it build towards any international business deals. But no doubt about it, it was a reprieve from the former president. It's just condemning all around. And, you know, they asked Bush, did you have any? Obama says, yeah, we're not even checking. We don't have any. So this is almost neutralizes the whole thing. What was also brought up is, you know, as president, vice president, since vice president, I did not know this since 2009, could declassify himself or herself. Mm. So having said that, it doesn't make excuse for a senator. Most lawmakers, they just don't understand how you leave with senator with anything because you literally have to hide it. Because, you know, even before there were iPhones and Blackberries, you could not leave with anything, and they were all over you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida has suggested that the deep state doesn't want Mike Pence to run for president. That's why all these documents are being discovered. And I'm sure you've heard the theories about President Biden with some folks believing that he's being sabotaged by the higher ups in his own party. They want him out. Are you buying any of these theories right now?
I don't think anyone could pull it off. Mm. I don't think there's a mobster behind the scenes saying this guy's got to go and this is the plan we're going to use. I just don't see them being able to coordinate something like this and keep everyone's mouth shut. Mm-hmm. I just don't. So I still don't have the answer to what prompted them to go to that office in the University of Pennsylvania with his lawyer to go out there and say, I'm going to pack up your closet. Well, why? Mm-hmm. And then the University of Pennsylvania says, we never told him to leave.
Yeah.
The lease wasn't up. So what are you doing? And why would you send a lawyer there unless you knew something was up? So, and everything's gotten worse since. Maybe that story has not been told why they spent 13 hours and walked out with six documents and was explained to me that, you know, one of those documents could be 80 pages. Mm. So one document, it could be a huge file.
Yeah.
It's not one page. So, and then they get surrounding notes and calendars. And I'm thinking, man, that sounds bad. Mm. You know, you didn't find an arbitrary thing about, I don't know, Saddam Hussein, who's obviously dead, or Jacques Chirac, who's dead, and say, well, you shouldn't have these. It's not going to hurt anybody now. They're saying, okay, what I found, I need to see notes, and I'm going to have to take them with me. And I know it's the president. I know it's his house, and it's not the White House. I'm taking him anyway. And that was it after a consensual look of look through by the Biden team.
If these conspiracy theories are true and it's deep state or whoever, mobsters, as you say, or people high up in the Democrat Party, if somebody or somebody's truly want Biden out the door, there has to be an heir apparent, right? There has to be an heir apparent on the Democrat side.
Exactly.
Gavin Newsom, really? I mean, he was the subject of a recall election in California. Kamala Harris, really? Pete Buttigieg? I mean, there's no bench there, so there's no heir apparent on that side.
I would say that how interesting is it that when the president says his ridiculous remarks in California, there's no there, and I have no regrets. Two of the dumbest things anyone could ever say after they found a lot there, and you took stuff that doesn't belong to you. How could you not regret it? Guess who's in the backdrop? Over his right shoulder,
mm-hmm.
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's probably like, well, it might be game on.
Yeah.
The only thing Gavin Newsom does is he looks the part. Do you know what they're doing now in California? They got a wealth tax. And now they're going to put a wealth tax on people that leave. So you're in California, you go, you know what, the place is a mess. There's fires, taxes, homeless. They're trying to tax you once you go to another state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that isn't unconstitutional, I don't know what is. But they're actually looking to do this. That's what Gavin Newsom brings to this country. Long shutdowns, ignoring children, big homeless population, rampant crime, hypocrisy all around, a collapsing school system. And people go, yeah, he's probably next. Really? Good luck with that.
Why? Because he's a good-looking guy? I mean, is that the only reason? Now we're talking about more restrictive gun laws after three mass shootings in California over the last 3 or 4 days or so. So they might be barking up the wrong tree there.
I mean, think about this. A lot of Republicans took some risks and had some, I thought, logical gun rules put into play. For example, if you're 17 and you're a lunatic and everyone sees your juvenile record, it gets wiped out at 18, and you start shooting people in Buffalo. And then we had the same another mass shooting. So he said, let's look at that. And then when it comes to a few laws, they incentivize states. If you're able to do this red flag law, here's your money and here's the law. So I don't want you being too aggressive on this red flag, but here are the rules. They didn't make any state do it, but Republicans took real risks, like Senator John Cornyn, and signed on to that. And then within, just what, 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, gun legislation. Gun's the problem. We got to rein it in. The Second Amendment's the issue.
Right.
That makes every Republican that said, you know what, I'll go along with this, say I got duped again. Because you keep moving the line. And it's just a matter of, you know, you can't stop a 71-year-old Asian man who doesn't like his family and his coworkers from going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what happened over the weekend, and they've got three mass shootings, and of course, guns are the issue.
What do you make of our governor, Ron DeSantis, rejecting this AP African American Studies course? He's getting a lot of pushback, obviously, across the nation, but he says, look, get rid of the whatever the queer theory is, intersectionality, teaching racism and sexism and indoctrination, basically. There's an agenda there, obviously. What do you make of what the governor is doing? Because we're hearing that there are three high school students in Florida who will announce a lawsuit against the governor and the Department of Education. What do you think about the governor and what he's doing?
You should read the curriculum. Number one, I think it's very important to have African-American studies, the ugly part for the slavery, the transition, the compromise, the civil rights legislation. But understand that there are two schools of thought. There's W.E.B. Du Bois, and he's out there forming the NAACP, and there's Booker T. Washington, one of the most powerful Americans, even though up until his death at the age of 59, who's combined with McKinley and Roosevelt to form one of the finest educational institutions in Tuskegee, and then just revolutionizing a generation of African-Americans who made the transition not only academically, but also learned the trades. That's what that school did. And then he went and used the vote, the black vote, and consolidated that and became a power broker in Washington for a spokesperson for African-Americans. Tell that story. W.E.B. Du Bois, who was critical of Booker T. Washington for not being tough enough. Tell that story. For every Al Sharpton, there should be a Shelby Steele. Tell that story. But the curriculum seems to tell it from an ultra-leftist perspective, and it ends by praising the Black Lives Matter movement,
right,
which is the utter definition of corruption funded by Marxists who are mostly white.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just say African-American studies bad. That's bad. But if you look at the curriculum, that's where DeSantis has a problem. You want to be in Hispanic studies. You want to be in anthropology, the study of languages and culture. I'm not going to judge you. I think it's hard to get a job with that, but I'm not going to judge you. How much it's going to cost, I don't know if it makes sense, but I'm not going to judge you. But it's how you approach it. What's concerning these politicians and parents is the anti-Americanism that seems to be the foundation of a lot of these majors and courses and professors.
Yep.
That's the pushback. Yep. No one's – and if Ron DeSantis goes too much emphasis on slavery and lynching, no, that's wrong.
Yep.
What you do is you tell the story, and you tell the story about this guy named Abraham Lincoln, who is the first to put the Union soldiers in the 54th Infantry and have them fight for their freedom, and how they converted a whole generation of people who saw the valor and courage in which they shown and loyalty to their country. That's also part of the story.
I don't know of anybody who would be against African-American studies, a true course like you said, and it's about time that somebody stands up to this indoctrination nonsense across the country, and Ron DeSantis is the guy to do it. Much appreciation to Brian Kilmeade for climbing aboard the Inez Says podcast today. That will wrap it up for the podcast. Find me on the radio every single weekday morning with Orlando's Morning News, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. I'll see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.